Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. This morning, while I was listening to the BBC's reports about the British and European response to the financial debacle, I was thinking, you know, now here is another excellent reason why animal behavior should be a required course for every student in the world, every high school student, every student before they go out into the working world. I'm not talking about animal behavior as it is presented by the human behavioral sciences, particularly psychology, the B.F. Skinner positive-negative reinforcement shtick. I'm talking about animal behavior as it is displayed by animals in their natural environments, ethology. Because if people knew the fundamentals of ethology, then we wouldn't get into messes like this. Why do I say this? Because a basic study of ethology, animal behavior in the natural setting, makes it very clear that manipulation and deception are two of those behaviors, like fighting, that are self-limiting over time. And this is the way it works. Manipulation works as long as you have someone you can manipulate, just like deception. But what happens is, initially, it does appear to work. A manipulator manipulates another individual and gets more back from that interaction than he or she would otherwise. So it does appear to work. And the manipulator can be successful enough that he or she succeeds in reproducing. So now we have all of these first-generation deceivers and manipulators who reproduce. And that's where the trouble begins, because manipulators beget manipulators. And so a certain percentage of the manipulator's offspring will also be manipulators. And with each successive generation of manipulators and deceivers, we have more and more. Consequently, we have fewer and fewer individuals who are willing to be manipulated, or who can be. So what happens is, as the population of manipulators grows, the only individuals left to manipulate are other manipulators, which takes more and more time. And because it does take more time and more energy to manipulate a manipulator or deceive a deceiver, pretty soon that's all these individuals are doing. They don't have time to go about with the fundamentals that enable them to reproduce and successfully raise their young, and consequently they're eliminated from the gene pool. Now you might be asking yourself, what does this have to do with the banking crisis? Well, we started out with two small groups of manipulators. For all I know, there might have just been two individuals. One person seeking a loan or a mortgage who really couldn't afford a loan or a mortgage, and a bank who knew those individuals couldn't afford that loan or mortgage, but the banker thought that he could maybe bundle it in some way that it would hide it. But then, in our fast-paced society, that caught on, and then more and more individuals did it. And then pretty soon, everybody's deceiving everybody else. And this is where we are now. The big problem being that because so many banks and financial institutions were involved in this deception, they don't trust each other. Even if they have money, they don't trust each other enough to lend each other money. And that's the holdup, because when manipulation exists, when deception exists, there is no trust. and what the British plan and what the European plan hopes to do is to help those banks learn to trust each other again. So rather than specifically saying, here, take this money and start over, they're saying, you start lending to each other. You start building that trust in each other. You start making the changes from within so that you can trust each other, because trust is the foundation of this whole system. And if you don't trust each other, why in the world should we trust you? So they'll guarantee the loans that the banks make to each other. But they're also saying to the banks, you make loans to small businesses and to people who want mortgages based on the same rates of a year ago. And you do it right. In other words, they're taking them back to step one. They're doing what any good parent would do, which would be, hey, you kid, you really screwed up, and now you got to make it right. We're not going to bail you out. We'll back you. We'll help you. But you have to make the changes. Because otherwise, you're going to be eliminated from the gene pool.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.